Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffman with your 7 News briefing for Monday, June 6. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has announced that healthcare workers across the state will receive a $3,000 appreciation payment for their work through the pandemic. The payment covers paramedics, midwives, cleaners and all other permanent staff employed by the New South Wales Health Service. The public service wage gap will also be increased to 3% this financial year before going up to 3.5% next year. The measure was one of several financial commitments the state government made in relation to the healthcare sector amid ongoing industrial action by nurses. Perrottet also announced that more than 10,000 staff, including doctors and nurses, would be recruited over 4 years as part of a $4.5 billion drive. A young driver is on the run after fleeing the scene of a crash on the Teeley Highway in South Australia that left a motorcyclist fighting for life. Emergency services were called to the scene after reports that a car towing a trailer had collided with a motorcycle. A 40-year-old man was seriously injured and was later taken to Royal Adelaide Hospital in a critical condition. Police said the male driver, believed to be in his late teens or early 20s, spoke with witnesses before fleeing the scene in a light-coloured ute and leaving behind the trailer. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. And it's been another deadly weekend in the United States with multiple mass shootings claiming at least 6 lives. 3 people were killed and 12 others were injured when a gunman opened fire at Philadelphia's bustling South Street Entertainment District on Saturday local time. Police believe at least 5 people opened fire in the attack, with a police officer on foot patrol nearby also firing rounds in response. Meanwhile, 3 people were killed and 17 were injured after gunfire broke out early on Sunday morning outside a night spot in Chattanooga in Tennessee. 2 of the victims died from gunshot wounds, while a 3rd died from injuries sustained after being hit by a car while trying to flee the scene. The latest incidents take the death toll from mass shootings in the United States so far this year to 246. Now here's Gemma Acton with your finance fix.
Thanks, Damien. Elon Musk has spooked markets by saying he has a super bad feeling about the economy in an email to Tesla employees explaining that he needs to cut 10% of staff. The billionaire entrepreneur says the cuts will come from the electric car maker's white-collar workforce, not the production team. The $2.2 billion Crown Sydney complex, owned by Crown Resorts, could soon be granted permission to open its casino, almost 18 months after its dining and accommodation options opened to the public. The group is waiting for a licence from the New South Wales Gaming Authority, but has already begun advertising for staff. Google has been ordered to pay $715,000 to John Barilaro after a court decided that the company benefited from a YouTube video defaming the former New South Wales Deputy Premier. Mr. Barilaro says the videos implied he was guilty of corruption, perjury, and blackmail. Taking a look at the markets, the ASX 200 has kicked off the week on a sour note, following a sharp fall on US markets heading into the weekend. Technology companies and consumer discretionary stocks are leading the way lower, with lithium shares continuing their bumpy ride of the past week and falling again. In the US, negative comments about the shape of the economy from Elon Musk, alongside robust jobs numbers that raised concerns the Federal Reserve will hike interest rates earlier than planned, saw Wall Street tumble on Friday. The Australian dollar has retreated from a 6-week high. It's now buying 72.02 US cents, 67.21 euro cents, and $1.11 New Zealand. And that is your finance fix for Monday, June 6, 2022. I'm Gemma Acton.
Thank you, Gemma. And that is your 7 News Briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News Nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.